spiritual attainment. Now I was thinking about how we start out for the Lord. We have to start by having faith in God. The song we just said, saying, I will no longer doubt thee, O Lord. I will forever, how's it go? I will forever stand on thy word. I will believe and simply trust. Can I have faith? Yes, Lord, I must. Amen. We must be saved. If we're going to miss hell, we must be saved. Yes. And there's another thing that we must do after we're saved, and that's stay saved. Yes. Seems like I have had a burden in my ministry for the saints. The ones that are saved, because I realize how the enemy can fight against the saints, fight against the true children of God. We heard some this morning about being on the rock. Finding God and being on that rock, that spiritual rock is Christ. Amen. The Lord desires for each one of us to attain a spiritual level where we can stand against all the foes and all the spirits of the devil that will fight against us. We can have an experience like that. The Lord doesn't want us to stop there. He wants us to continue to grow and to grow deeper and closer to the Lord. There's never no stopping place. We may feel like we've attained salvation, and we have. We may feel like we've attained being filled with the Holy Spirit, and we have. Many of us have that. But there's still a deeper perfection that the Lord wants to get all of us. I don't feel like I've attained the closeness I want with God. I feel like I still have that hungering and thirsting in my soul. Even though I know I'm saved, I know I'm sanctified, I know I'm in the church of God, I know I'm on the narrow way, but still I realize that there's needs in my soul. There's needs of a more perfection that the Lord desires to get out of me. We have something that we're warring against, and that is our flesh, and that's what we're living in. Our own flesh will war against us continually until we make heaven. But the Lord desires us tonight. And I want you to pray for me. I'd like to start reading Philippians in the 3rd chapter. And 7th verse, it says, but what things were gained to me, those I counted lost for Christ. Oh, dear ones, there's things that's going to come along that we're going to feel like they would be a gain to us. Again to our flesh, but we have to lay aside many things along the way. Are we willing to strip for the race, continue to stay in the narrow way? We have to lay aside some things that we could think that would be gained to ourselves. But Paul said, those things which were gained to me, I counted loss for Christ. I was willing to give those things up for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. Oh, do we want to win Christ tonight? Do we want Him more than anything in this world? Amen. Do we want Him more than ourselves? We have to get to that place to stay saved, to stay spiritual. We have to get to a place where whatever, Lord, you would show me. There's a song that says, take the dearest things to me, if it's how it must be, to draw me closer to you, Lord. Oh, let the disappointments come. Let all these things. But, Lord, help me to just draw closer to you. That's my desire. That's what I want to do. If we have a desire, we can attain more spiritual advancement. Now we're on a highway, dear ones. We're in a narrow road, and we want to get more spiritual. We want to not to lift up ourselves, but realizing that we must get more spiritual to make heaven because we have a foe. If you don't think we have a foe, open your eyes. Look around. Look at the ones that have fell out of the way, that have left the church and fell, and many are out in sin tonight. And if they once, a lot of them had spiritual experiences, but they lost out somewhere along the road. They didn't keep running, but they allowed and said, you did run well, but who did, what did hinder you? was it who or what? Who, I'm sorry, okay. Who did hinder you? Ourself can hinder us.
Yes.
Mainly, the one who will hinder us is ourselves. Some people try to blame other people, but I can't, as the world might say, I can't buy that. Because you can't blame it on other people. You've got to blame any kind of falling on your own self. You can't get up before the Lord and say, I couldn't be saved because of this and that one. It was too big of a discouragement to me. They didn't care for me. They didn't like me. And they discouraged me, Lord. The Lord's not going to accept that. Here once we've got to tell it just like it is. Lord, it's my problem. I need help, Lord. I need to get closer to you. I need more love in my heart. I need to be able to love my enemies, Lord. Lord, I'm falling short here. It's not their fault. There's somewhere I'm not showing enough love. Oh, Lord, help me. And just blame it on yourself. Oh, dear ones, we can't get anywhere blaming other people. But we got to blame where the blame is. It's your own flesh warring against your soul. Oh, Lord, help me, Lord. No matter what the conditions are, you can be saved. No matter what, you can advance spiritually. In fact, when the foe is hotter, when the trials and tests are hotter, you ought to be more spiritual. Because... Well, you say, that doesn't sound right, but that's the way it is. Because you have to fight it. You have to dig. And when everything is a rose garden, you're not going to be praying so much. And you're not going to be digging so much. Oh, but when the thorns start pricking your flesh, and sometimes you start bleeding. I'm talking about spiritual wounds. And you start hurting. You're going to fly to Christ. You're going to say, oh, where's my refuge? And you're going to seek Him out. And you want to find Him. Like we heard, and you're going to search after Him, and you say, Lord, I need some more grace here. I need some more love in my soul. I can't make it on myself. I can't do this without you, Lord. Oh, sometimes, you know, the saints get rubbed. They get rubbed pretty rough sometimes. And once in a while, you feel like, Lord, am I doing this right? Am I never supposed to defend myself? Am I never supposed to talk back? A little bit, and the Lord says, keep quiet. Oh, Lord, help me, Lord. Give me more grace. Help me to dig down more, Lord. Oh, Lord, those flesh just like to talk back once in a while. Because sometimes you just can't do it. You just can't get by. The song said you can't do wrong and get by. Then like other folks would come back and apologize once in a while. You know it's got to be you. You got to humble down. Oh, Lord, help me, Lord. Why is this? Because the Lord wants to attain. He wants you to advance spiritually. He wants you to get closer to Him. Oh, my Lord, help us. Help us, Lord. Oh, when the old enemy's flying after us, what the scripture says? It says, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Oh, Lord, help us to resist him. Help us to know how. Oh, it says here, but what, where am I now? I suffer the loss of all things. And it says, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Amen. The righteousness of the saints is from God. And you have to search after it. You have to work for it. It says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Why does it say fear and trembling? Because we're in a trembling place, dear ones. We're in a place at any time, as long as we're in this world, we're subject to temptations. We're subject to fall. And we're in a trembling foe. We're living right in it. We're living in this flesh and blood and bones. And any time we're living with sin all around us, we're in a trembling place now. And we're in a fearful place because we want to keep saved. We want to keep working. We want to keep pressing on. Oh, may God help us tonight. Help us to just get closer to the Lord. We need the Lord tonight. We need Him. all found out that his righteousness, which was of the law, of all the things he learned from sitting at the feet of Gamaliel, learning so much, but he was just lacking the real thing, the real thing. Oh, I wonder sometimes if some of us have so much head knowledge, but we're lacking that real thing, that real experience with God, that real fire of the Holy Spirit burning in our soul. Oh, dear ones, it takes more than just knowing the truth and knowing the Word of God. We need the Spirit to quicken us. We need the Lord tonight, and we need Him, and we continue to need Him. There's not one of us in here that's made heaven yet. We need to press on. Oh, it says here, that I may know Him. That I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings, being made conformable unto His death. Well, one time, oh Lord help me, I want to pray for me that I'll keep it. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead.
Amen.
We want to be able to attain the resurrection of the dead. Now, I didn't look up attain, but to me, attain is something that you have got a hold of,
yes.
That you have conquered. That belongs to you. Some ground that you've got a hold of. You've attained it.
Yes.
You know, many times after I was saved, the enemy might try to come along, and surely not might, but he did try to discourage and try to get me not feeling like maybe I need to, you know, get close to the Lord and feel like I failed in a trial or a test. But the Lord helped me to get a hold of something. Now I know I obtained some things. And I knew I had attained some ground. And so I got a hold of that. The Lord said, now you've got a hold of some ground. Don't let go of that ground. So many people get discouraged with themselves. And they just turn around and give it all up. That's not what you need to do. You need to pick up and go on. You need to just attain some more ground. Don't let go of what you've already learned. You know, dear ones, I hope you understand what I'm going to say here. Salvation is instantaneous work. And being filled with the Holy Spirit is instantaneous work. But dear ones, it takes years to make rooted and grounded saints of God. It takes years to learn some of the things that we've learned. It takes years. And I highly appreciate my older brethren and sisters in the Lord that because I realize they have went through some things and experiences fighting the devil that I don't know about. And dear ones, we need to regard that, and we need to appreciate that in one another. So don't give up what the Lord has helped you to attain, but reach forth for more. And it says here, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Now, I don't know how you feel tonight, but I hope this is your goal, that you want to make heaven. And you want to attain heaven. You want to come, you want to reach that place. And you want to reach that goal. You know, a Christian race is a Christian race. You're in a race and you want to reach the final goal. You want to win. We sing a song, I'm on the winning side with Jesus. Praise the Lord. Well, we know we're on the right side tonight. If we're saved, if we're sanctified, we're on the right side, Sister Reed. But praise God, we got to keep on that right side. And we got to keep in the right church. We got to keep right on going. We got to keep pressing. We've got to attain the resurrection of the dead. Someday when this body lays down in that cold, cold ground, it might be tomorrow, it might be next year. We don't know when it's going to be. But when God calls us out of this body to lay it down, we sing a song that says, I love you, Lord. And it says, when my lips are cold and stammering, pardon?
Yes.
I remember if you'll let me tell you this experience that comes to my mind. When I first was saved up there in Michigan, about 1971, we got saved. I'm not boasting because I'm still saved tonight. It's only by the grace of God. The enemy's been after me just like he's after you. But Lord, help us. One thing I know, that I love the Lord. And that's helped me, no doubt, to keep a hold of him. God, I remember when I got saved, I used to like music. Before I was sanctified, I had temptation with that music. And I remember one day I was going down in the car with the radio was on, and a song came on that I used to really like when I wasn't saved. And I let myself listen to it. I let my flesh indulge in it. And I really thought I was enjoying it until I got home, until I got quiet. And the Lord started to prick my conscience. And he let me know, you know, if you listen to that and you continue to enjoy those things that you did when you were in sin, the devil's going to work on you to get you back in sin, and you're not going to be saved. The devil's after you right now, trying to get to draw you back. I remember going, nobody talked to me, nobody told me that, but the Holy Spirit. I wasn't sanctified yet, but I'm telling you, I would belong to the Lord, and the Lord talked to me, and I remember going to my bedroom, falling on my knees and crying out to God. I said, Lord, forgive me for listening to that. Forgive me for letting my flesh enjoy that. Forgive me for letting myself indulge in that. I don't want that life anymore, Lord. I want to be your child. I want to stay saved. I want to make heaven my home. I'm afraid of the devil. I mean, I'm afraid in my own self of the devil, because I don't have no power against him. Only the power of the blood of Jesus. And you know, the Lord met me there. The song says, sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, that calls me from a world of care and bids me at my Father's throne, makes all my wants and wishes known. In seasons of distress and grief, my soul has often found relief. And it says it oft escaped the tempter's snare. By thy return, sweet hour of prayer. Dear ones, prayer is the most wonderful thing that you can ever do, because that's the only way we have to communicate with God. And I believe in prayer. I know God answers prayer. And we don't do enough praying. I don't do enough praying. I pray, but I want to do more praying. This is one of the things. We want to attain to more. Dear ones, we all need to attain to more spiritual attainment. Dear ones, the enemy likes to come around. He says, you hear people murmuring sometimes. You know, we've got some murmuring Israelites among us. Lord, help us. Murmur and complain about the saints. They just don't have the power like they used to. Don't see the healings like we used to. Hear all this murmuring and complaining. What is all this murmuring and complaining? Dear ones, we have the same power. We have the same healings. Open your eyes. Open your spiritual eyes, dear ones. I was healed of a heart attack. Some people just said to me, how do you know it was a heart attack? You didn't go to the doctor? I know, because I know it was. And I know one thing. I know God healed me. Praise God. The devil wants to belittle God's healing. He wants to cut it down. But I know my God heals. He's healed me and he's healed you. Praise the Lord. We don't have to be murmuring and complaining around. We need to get spiritual attainment. Let's get on deeper. Sometimes, you know, Lord help us. Just Lord help us to just get our eyes on Christ. Get them off people. Get them off others. Get them on Christ. And get your eyes in the right place. Focus in. You know, if you try to focus the camera, focus the binoculars, and they're fuzzy, well, you know, things like that. The Lord wants you to have a clear picture. So just focus that in and get a clear picture
of the Church of God.
Yes.
Get your eyesight clear and you'll be able to see some things.
Amen.
You'll be able to see the truth.
Yes.
You'll be able to see Zion.
Yes.
You'll be able to see...
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. You know, among the Israelites, there was murmuring, there was complaining, but there were some true ones too.
Amen.
I like to look at the truth.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I like to look up there in the heights of Zion where I like to look. When I look down there, the murmuring and complaining, that was just discouraging. But we want to look up on higher ground. Come in spiritual insight, dear one. Get your eyes on Jesus. And it says here, now that though I had already attained, you know, Paul, he hadn't attained the resurrection when he was writing this. He hadn't attained it yet. He hadn't died yet. Not as though I'd already attained. But I haven't attained everything. But it says either we're already perfect, but I follow after it that I may apprehend that for which also I'm apprehended of Christ Jesus. You know, when you apprehend somebody, to me it would be taking a hold of them and apprehending them. They belong to you. Christ has apprehended us. He's took a hold of us. He saved us.
Yeah.
He sanctified us. He's working on us.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, the song says, he's still working on me.
Amen.
Little children sing that. You know, sometimes there ought to be a lot of adults stand up to sing that song. They would be embarrassed. But it's the truth. The Lord is working on us. And we apprehended, but the Lord says, Paul said, I follow after that I may apprehend that for which I also am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Oh, the Lord has apprehended us. But dear ones, we've got to apprehend, we've got to attain to the final goal. We were singing this morning, I'm going on. What was that last night? Last night, forgive me. And I'm going on, and lots of people sing until... But, you know, they're always getting reproved. Unto, unto the final. I want to attain unto that. I always have in my mind. What does the scripture say? Beware lest you think, beware when you think you stand, lest you fall. Take heed. Take heed when you think you stand, lest you fall. You get in a dangerous place when you think, I've just attained everything. Oh, I'm spiritual. I'm just real spiritual. I just have attained it all, Lord. I'm just one of your good saints here now. I'm just spiritual. Oh, Lord, help us.
Yeah.
Right when that happens, if we get those kind of thoughts, something will happen.
Yeah.
And we'll find out that we're still got a foe. We'll find out the enemy's still after us. Oh, may God help us. We always want to be realizing that we haven't reached the goal. We haven't made it. I wonder sometimes, you know, let's turn over here to Hebrews. I think that if we would realize, I think if we would, how I want to put this is, if we would learn from our mistakes, if we would learn from other people's mistakes, do you ever think about, do when people fall away and lose out on with God among us, do you just forget about it? Do you just count it as something natural happening? Or do you consider their life? Do you ever consider how they used to live? Do you ever think about, was that person really saved? Do you think that person was really spiritual at one time? Do you ever consider, what was it? I do that sometimes. I think about, what was it that caused them to fall away? And then I start thinking, I would pick up on something that they did or said something, and I realized how the enemy was working with them. And I could see somewhere a lack of humility, a lack of pride coming in, and things working on them. And finally, just a little bit at a time, I don't believe somebody that's attained spirituality, that's just not, normally it wouldn't be, it could be, but normally it's not just an overnight backsliding. But the devil works on that person through. gradually lose out with God. But dear ones, if we're going forward all the time, if we're always realizing, God, I need your help. I need you every hour. If you're always realizing, I could fall. I could fall, Lord, if you don't help me. I see that others have fell. I could fall too. I don't want to fall. I want to go to heaven. I want to make heaven. I remember when I first got saved, you know, everything, as the world says, excuse this expression, I won't even say it, I was going to. But, you know, we're way up. We feel so good when we're first saved. We have feelings. We feel God. My brother Keith was, we find God and we feel God. And the Lord lets us be blessed. And He knows we're just babes in Christ. And He babies us along, so to speak. And He gives us the sincere milk of the Word. And we feel close to the Lord. And then there's this time that lets us down a little bit. And the trials start coming. And the tests start coming. And God is still there. But we don't feel Him like we did. He lets us out, you know. Our own babies. I remember when the girls were learning how to walk. I was right there to kiss them. But I let go. I let go because I wanted to see if they could do it on their own. If they could walk a little bit on their own. You know, the Lord does that with us. We first get saved, He backs up. Now I want to see if my child could walk a little bit here by faith. Without me always patting them on the back. And then, you know, when that started happening to me, you know how babies, they get kind of shaky and sometimes they fall down. Oh, I said, I don't know if I like this part. I don't like this child. I like this part of it. But you know, I remember going to the Lord and I said, now Lord, I said, I know I'm saved. I know I got saved. I know I'm your child. But maybe it would be better if you just take me now. You know, I said, because I know I'm saved now, and I could go to heaven and it'd be all over. I said, maybe if you would just take me now, Lord, I said, you know, I was really serious about it. I thought, I don't think I can make it. I don't think I can make these tests and trials like you want me to. Oh, but you know, the Lord, you let me know. No, not yet. You can't go now. You've got to learn how to stand against the tests and trials. I remember one time I was going through something and I just felt like it wasn't sin or nothing like that, but I got overzealous and I said some things. And then I felt like, oh, I just made a mistake and a blunder. And I remember going in prayer and the Lord come down and spoke to me so sweet. And He gave me that song, my Heavenly Father is caring for me. Amen. My bark is guiding o'er life. What's that? Rugged sea. Though storms overshadow and billows are wild, they cannot overwhelm me, for I am His child. Oh, I am His child. His own loving child. He cares for me so tenderly, for I am His child. Oh, dear ones tonight, are you the Heavenly Father's child? Yes. You don't have to worry. Just keep His child, and the Lord's going to carry you through. Your bark is like a little bark on an ocean that's tossed and all these things, but you have Jesus. You have everything. You don't have to worry. Praise the Lord. And it says here, I want to read here at Hebrews, in the 12th chapter, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus. Who are you looking to tonight? Who are you looking to? Sister Marcia, I don't have no grace for you. That's right. Look to me. Look to Jesus. Looking unto Jesus. Now it says the author. He was the with me when I die. I want Jesus. I want my family, sure. I would like to have the saints if that's possible. But I tell you what, I want Jesus. Don't you, Brother Keith? I want Jesus there. I want to know He's with me. He's the finisher of this. I want Him to carry me over. Praise God. Oh, saints, I know it's real. I know salvation's real. I know heaven's real. Don't get discouraged. Don't get offended. Don't let nothing hinder you. You reach forth. You reach forth to that spiritual attainment. You keep the ground you got, and you get more ground. Oh, yes. You just fight on. You press on. You work at this thing. You don't give up. You don't doubt the Lord. Too many people doubting God. Too many people lacking faith. You don't have to stay there. You can ask the Lord to forgive you of that, and you can press on. What does the Scripture say? Forgetting those things which are behind, we press for the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. This isn't some little church. This ain't some little place down here where I mean spiritually. This is the church of God. This is her. That man was born in her. This is the truth. We're the saints of God. We belong to the truth. We're standing for something that's right. It's not man's ideas. It's not just something that man made up. This is backed by the Word of God. Stand true for God. Be what He wants you to be. You're only here a little while. It doesn't really matter what happens here so much. Oh, there's a song that says, it will matter a little at last what we've gone through. It will matter but little at last, because the main thing's going to matter is that you're saved, that you've been bought with the price of the blood of Jesus. If you need salvation tonight, you need to get it. And you might say, well, look at all my past. Look how I've messed up my life. That doesn't really matter so much. That's a shame. That's bad, yes. But you've got a chance today to be saved. It says today is the day of salvation. If you need to be sanctified, you don't need to wait any longer. You don't need to stay over there. You need to come over to Canaan land. Don't you want the blessings of living for God? Oh, praise the Lord. I remember when I was wandering around and before I got into Canaan land, in the wilderness, and how the enemy fought me. But you know, he fights me over there. You know, there's giants in Canaan land too. But you want to do something that's greater than those giants. That's the Holy Spirit that fills our mortal frame. Praise God. And that's the blessing. The blessing of God. That's what you need tonight. You need to attain that spiritual advancement. You need to not be a baby, but you need to grow up in the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. We need to fight and press. And it says, we are compassed with so great a cloud of witnesses. Oh, dear ones, there's witnesses that have lived for God, been faithful to God, trusted God till they died. There's many, not just a few. There's a few, maybe, compared to the multitude of the world. But there's many people that have been faithful to God that we'll never know on this side of eternity. But dear ones, there's a cloud of witnesses there. And we want to be one of them. We want to be faithful to the end. We want to be one of them. Oh, I've learned so much lately. It seems like I need to learn a lot more. But I mean, I seem like I got a hold of more than ever before. That the only thing that really matters is being saved and living for God and being faithful to God and encouraging the saints and making heaven your home. This world and all everything that's in it is just not. It's so small. This materialistic world is so small compared to God. It's nothing. There's really nothing. Oh, the Lord, that's the important thing. Oh, it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the the throne of God. Dear ones, why? How could Jesus, the Son of God, endure all the humiliation, all the spitting on him, and all the mocking God, and putting the crown of thorns on his head, and doing all those things to Jesus? He could endure it all because of the joy that was set before him. Let us learn something from that. When you're going through some of your tests and trials, if the Lord permits them, remember the joy that's set before you. Remember that you've got some joy out there. You've got some here, but you've got some waiting for you over in heaven. You got some joy. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. Dear ones, we've got to learn how to endure our cross.
Right.
Endure something is to put up with. Endure it. Got to learn how to endure. One of my favorite songs is Stand by the Cross, Soldier Stand. Stand by the cross, soldier stand. Victory will come by and by. Stand by the cross, soldier, stand, and we'll conquer, though we die. Dear ones, if we die to this flesh, we're going to conquer spiritual advancement. If we die, literally, if our body dies, we're still going to conquer, for our soul can go fly that way and be with Jesus. So there's no losing in this. Praise the Lord. Oh, we stay on the right side. There's no losing. Praise God. Consider him. Consider Jesus that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself. Lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Don't be wearied. You know, the Lord knew that we're flesh, that we're human, and the enemy's going to tempt us to be weary and to faint in our minds. But he said, don't do that. Consider Jesus and he'll help you. Consider him. And then it says, ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. We haven't resisted against blood. He shed his blood for this. We haven't done that yet, striving against sin. Oh, may the Lord help us tonight. Lord, help us to just dig on deeper. The Lord wants to help us. All saints, we love the Lord tonight. We want. May the Lord help us. Let's turn over our Bibles to 1 Corinthians 9. 9 and 24. Know ye not that they which run in a run that ye may obtain? Dear ones, we want you to keep running tonight. We want you to keep your courage. We want you to run. We want you to keep running. Don't stop running. Don't stop. Just keep running the race. But if you don't know if you run the race, it says, know ye not that they which run the race run all but one, receiveth the prize. So run that you may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. Dear ones, we got to learn how to be temperate in all things.
That's right. Amen.
Oh, this, you could preach probably a whole message on this. Right. Just being temperate in all things.
Yes.
You know why? Because when you're not temperate in any kind of thing that has to do with your flesh, the devil will take advantage of it.
Yes, he will.
He's walking around seeking whom he may devour. If he can find out that you're not temperate in something, he's going to work on that thing, and he'll finally try to destroy you with it. May God help us to learn how to be temperate in all things that concerns our flesh, realizing that the devil has one avenue to work with against us, and that's through our bodies, that's through our appetites of the flesh, and he'll work on that to try to find our weak points. And if you find out you're weak in certain areas, every one of us have weak areas, and even though you're sanctified, you have more maybe a desire for one thing or another. Lord, help you to understand what I'm saying. I'm not putting down the to tempt you on your weak area. And he wants you, if you find out that you're not temperate in something, ask the Lord to help you to control that. I'm talking about things that maybe you can say that they're sin, but they could lead to just natural appetites for food or things like this. I'm saying you can just go over the limit and not be temperate in it. May the Lord help you and divide this out to you and help you understand what I'm saying. Oh, may God help us to be temperate. Oh, the saints. Oh, may God help us. Lord can help us. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. You know, people that's in a race in the world, they deny their flesh, they eat the right things, they exercise, they do everything they can to win that crown. Dear ones, spiritually, we're going to have to exercise, we're going to have to fight, we're going to have to be temperate, we're going to have to pray, we're going to have to dig, we're going to have to search, we're going to have to keep the spotlight on our souls, we're going to have to watch out. It says, watch and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. We're going to have to realize all the time that we've got a foe to gain that incorruptible crown. A corruptible crown is something that can vanish away. That's corruptible. It's fleshly. It's mortal. But we are wanting to obtain immortality. The incorruptible crown. We want to see Jesus. We want to make heaven. We want that crown. Praise God. This is I therefore so run. That as uncertain. Certainly. Are you uncertain about the way you're running tonight? Or do you know where the devil is? That's part of the battle. Knowing where the devil is. Do you think the saints need to know where the devil's at? If you can see where the devil's trying to take advantage of you, you're in going the right direction. And the Lord says, watch and pray. And he said, watch. What do you think he's wanting you to watch? Watch the devil. Find out where he's trying to attack you. Watch the lion that's walking about, seeking whom he may devour. Watch where he's at. And say, now, Lord, I see how the enemy is working there. Now, Lord, you help me to conquer this.
Yeah.
You know, and the sister, like this little sister right in the back seat, she's talking to the saints, you know, and she starts to say something. She says, well, I just can't say it. The Lord just checked me. The Lord checked her, and she also saw the devil. Keen eyesight, spiritual eyesight. If we realize what we're not supposed to say, many times we won't be saying it. But if we just carelessly let our tongue go, we don't watch what we say, we're going to get in trouble. Oh, it says what to say about the tongue. That's another one. Tongue. Oh, tongue. That's one of our enemies. The devil still is behind that tongue. Try to work with that tongue. May God help us to sanctify our tongues. But the Lord help me to watch what I say. This is part of fighting. This is part of running the race. I therefore so run, not as uncertain. So fight I, not as one that beateth the air. You know, say, if there were some dead flies. No, it couldn't be dead, but just inking flies. You know, flies are pestering. Have you ever been trying to sleep sometime somewhere and they'll fly on your nose or fly in, and you just try to get that fly and you just beat the air. And the fly still comes back right there, right, pestering you again. Some people do that in their spiritual life. They just beat the air. They never hit that fly. Dear ones, ask the Lord to help us to see the fly. Lord, I just Lord, help us to see where it's at. Smash it. Praise God, I got rid of that one. Now, fighting again. Just start beating the air again. I don't want to fight uncertain and just beat the air. I want to find out where the devil is and smash it. Find out. Spiritual attainment. Find out where the one. Fight I not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection. You want to know who's going to fight you tonight? Yourself. Your own body. Bring it under subjection. Bring it under control. Now, I think of the saints as controlled people. You can think what you think, but that's what I think. I think controlled human beings. People that are not saved and living for sin and indulging the flesh, and you wonder what's going on, and the brother there mentioned something about news and all the bad things on there, pray for them, they're always in trouble. You know what's the matter? They're uncontrolled human beings. They have no control of their lives. They're letting their flesh do whatever it pleases to do. And they find themselves in a wretched, miserable state of sin and all kinds of problems because they're uncontrolled. Through the blood of Jesus, through His sanctifying power of the Holy Spirit, we become mortals that are controlled by God. Controlled by the Holy Spirit. But He can dictate us and talk to us and lead us and guide us and keep us from evil. Because we're controlling this flesh. We're bringing it under subjection. We're bringing it under control. You know what? If you weren't controlled by God tonight, my Lord, help us all. If we weren't controlled and our flesh was not controlled, there was a time when I was in sin and I wasn't controlled. And I realized how the devil took advantage of me. But if I had stayed in that place, may the Lord help us tonight. See how we need to fight? See how we need to bring in? But he said, Paul says, I keep under my body, bringing it unto subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Preachers can fall. Preachers, they're just human beings like anybody else. They're saints just like anybody else. They're not any better than the other saints. We're all just saints. We're all. Any of us could fall. Yes. Paul realized that. In fact, preachers are in a more difficult place. I might put difficult, or maybe that's not the right word, but a place where the enemy can try to exalt or try to put pride in and try to, fight against them that way. So they've got to work at this, keeping that body under subjection. They have to work. Anytime he tries to do something for the Lord, the devil's going to be fighting that. He doesn't want the saints to get help. And so what is he going to attack? What does, in a war, the soldiers, who do they try to kill? Captains, leaders, front lines. You think they're going to try to get a soldier that can barely shoot that gun now? But someone out there, that gun's just a flying. Hey, let's zero in on that soldier right there. Let's just kill him. See? He's got a gun that don't stop. May the Lord help us. God help us tonight. Oh, saints, will you pray for me? Pray for me. I need your help. Oh, I need your help. Need the Lord tonight. We all need the Lord. 2 Thessalonians. Second Thessalonians 3. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified even as it is with you. And that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith. But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. And we have confidence in the Lord touching you, that ye both do and will do the things which we command you. And the Lord direct your heart unto the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ. You know, saints, it takes patience to live. You know, I think sometimes you hear the saints kind of, talk about patience and kind of laugh. And they say, well, I prayed for patience and
I quit that because the Lord has sent so many trials to me that, you know. So I quit praying for patience. But dear ones, patience, it takes patience to live. We have to learn how to have patience with one another. That's a gift of God, to learn how to be patient with my brother. Patient with my sister. Sometimes I can try. That's how we get tried, is through people. Learning how to get along with people. Some people are fast. Fast. Their makeup is fast. Do things fast. I'm kind of like that. I'm a fast person. Well, everything I do, you know, I just want to get it done. Some people are kind of slow. Just kind of take things easy, you know. And that's just their personality. Will you put two together like that? You have to learn some patience. And you wonder sometimes why the Lord puts two like that together. The Lord wants us to learn patience. Oh, you think, well, if two fast people were put together, it would be no problem. Everybody, you know. Two slow people would be put together. But Lord usually just kind of tempers that. He wants us, I believe sometimes He wants us to be rubbed. He wants us to learn how to control ourselves and be patient with one another. And we have to be patient. Now you might think this sounds strange. We have to even be patient with dying. Yeah, some people want to die early. Now some people say, now, Sister Marcia, most people want to live as long as they can. But you know, I read one time about a brother that wanted to die and was unhappy because he wasn't dying. That's right. And the saints come to visit him, and he said, I think it was a brother, not a sister, I think it was a brother. And he said, I'm ready to die. I'm all ready, and I want to die. I've lived for the Lord a long time, and their companion was gone, and they were just wanted to die now. But they wasn't dying. And they had to learn patience.
Yeah.
And this brother said, now, brother, you've got to pray and get victory over that. You can't die until the Lord wants you to die. You're just going to have some patience.
Yeah.
That sounds funny, but you know, it could happen to us.
Yeah.
We get to place now, I've done all I think I could do, Lord. I'm just ready to go. But dear ones, the Lord knows the right time to take us. And we're just going to have some patience and wait on the Lord. And some people, you know, they're in over here in St. Matthew in the 25th chapter. What does it say? The Lord, the virgins there, how does it say there about at midnight there was a cry made, but ahead of that it says that they, I'm going to get the right verse here. They slumbered and slept. They just got a little impatient. Was it not? You know, if we're running this race, we can't do that. We can't just get impatient with God. We've got to learn to wait on the Lord. We've got to learn, Lord, I know you're going to come at the right time. Just help me to be ready. I know I'm going to die at the right appointed time. Just help me to be ready.
Yes.
I know that God does everything right. If we believe that, we just have to be patient and submit it to Him.
Right.
And it says here, I want to read this, maybe Lord willing, close with this. But you know, there was these five wise and five foolish virgins. And it said they took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And five of them were wise, and five were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. Dear ones, we're going to have to be the wise virgins.
Yes.
To keep the oil burning in their lamps. Yes. And it said, while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And in my margin it says, divine delays. And at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him.
Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. Dear ones, it takes more than just getting saved. It takes keeping saved.
Yes.
And it takes more than even after you're sanctified, you can't just coast along. You've got to dig. You've got to keep that oil burning. You've got to keep wise of where the devil's at. You've got to keep pressing. The wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, and saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Dear ones, I want to exhort us tonight to watch and pray. And make sure that we have everything in our soul that we need to fight this fight of faith.
Amen.
Paul said at the end of his life, I have fought a good fight. I have kept the faith. I'm ready to be offered up. Dear ones, it doesn't really matter so much how many wounds you have in this battle. But it means a lot that you fight a good fight.
Amen.
You can take a soldier that might have his leg cut off, one arm cut off, bandage on his head. He might look pretty wounded, but he could be walking across to gain that award, or what if they give him a gold medal or whatever.
Amen.
But if he fought a good fight, he kept the faith. I'm saying a spiritual soldier now. Don't worry so much about the wounds and the hurts and things like that that happened to us along life. But worry that you could say, Paul had lots of hurts. Look at Paul's life. How would you like to try to preach to people that maybe you killed their brother and sister or their father or mother? Paul had to do it. He fought a good fight. He had some things he had to forget in the past. He said, forgetting those things which are behind, I press toward the mark.
Yes.
Oh, don't let the devil take advantage of you like that. You press on. You fight on. You say, Lord, I might be a little wounded, but I'm still fighting. And I continue to fight. And I want to fight, Lord. And I want you to help me and use me in your battle. I don't want to be a soldier that's cast away, but I want to keep fighting, Lord. I want to be right out there, Lord, fighting for you. Praise the Lord. I love the Lord tonight. You pray for me. I'll be faithful to the Lord.